Wednesday, November 27th, an additional treat to the, already delicious Thanksgiving tradition, is daily fantasy football. Obviously, football has always been a major part of the Thanksgiving Day festivities. A couple years ago, they added the third game, which makes it even more delightful. But if you're a DFS player, daily fantasy player, every week, you have this one shot on Sunday, right? For the big money, for the $1 million, for the qualifying in the tournament, whatever you try to do or how you play. That's how I do it, right? Like basically one shot a week on Sundays. What Thanksgiving does is give me this extra bullet in the chamber to try and make something awesome happen. And tomorrow, the three-game slate, it's just, you get that, that rush that I usually have on Saturday night making lineups for Sunday. I now get to have it on Wednesday heading into Thursday. And this year, it's interesting, this three-game slate is, I like it a lot in terms of, it's not that fun from a football, regular football perspective. Like the games are not that awesome. I guess the only game with two playoff teams is Dallas and Buffalo is kind of a fraud. So not great in that respect, but from daily fantasy and trying to make lineups, looking at it from a DraftKings perspective, what I like about it is there's not a path that everyone's going to take. There's not like the clear, you have to stack the Saints, right? Everyone's going to do that. If you don't do that, you're totally fading the chalk and you're going to be screwed and whatever. It's like, you can build your lineup a bunch of different ways here. Of course, a lot of people are going to have Ezekiel Elliott. A lot of people are going to have Kamara. A lot of people are going to have Michael Thomas, but not a lot of people are going to have all three. And there are a bunch of lower owned, like random dudes, the Isaiah McKenzie's, the Russell Gage's, the Danny Amendola's, that, the Javon Wims, without Taylor Gabriel playing, that I think there's a lot of different ways to construct a lineup. And furthermore, tight end is so all over the place. Jared Cook is the only reasonable play, and he's not that trustworthy, that there's so many, like every single person at tight end is a dart throw. So I think that alone is going to differentiate lineups. And I'm feeling pretty good about tomorrow. I don't know what it is, but there's something in the air when I'm making these lineups today that, like, even though it's only three games, I feel like I'm kind of differentiating and I feel like I have the right angle and I just think it's going to work out tomorrow. I don't know what it is, but whether it works out or not, this feeling right now, the excitement of it working out on a Thursday, not just on Sunday, because I'm going to have it again on Sunday, it's just a great extra thing, another layer to this lovely tradition of Thanksgiving. Hope you guys have a great day tomorrow. And if I don't win all the monies, I hope you do.